做得了吗？
Would you pay？
这是犹太人最不能忍受的历史上的一句话。
So this is a historical statement whatever the Jews cannot pay。
我告诉你，
I tell you，
希特拉杀死650万个这犹太人。
Hitler when he killed 6.5 million of the Jews，
是对整个犹太民族很大的侮辱。
To the whole Jew is a great insult。
但犹太人绝对不会认为耶稣这一句话对犹太人有侮辱，是比希特拉更低的。
But absolutely they will not deem that this statement coming from Jesus is lower in degree
than the fools
of Hitler's.
你们的父是魔鬼。
Your father is the Satan.
跟等于耶稣基督否认他们拜上帝，你知道吗？
Only but to deny that they truly worship God.
等于把整个犹太的宗教否定掉的。
Or to equal to the fact that he denied the true, the whole religion of the Jews.
犹太的宗教是相信旧约圣经啊。
But the religion of the Jews is to believe the Old Testament.
旧约圣经是真正从上帝来的。
And the Old Testament truly coming from God.
你是谁？这个拿撒勒耶稣。
Who are you, the Nazarite?
竟敢把我们祖宗传下来这个耶和华，给我们的圣经，给我们的宗教，给我们的信仰当作是拜魔鬼的。
This faith, the religion, this book that's given to us by our ancestors, how can you say that we worship Satan?
我盼望这一段你听得很清楚。
I hope that you listen to this passage clear.
因为你一生听这一段话的机会是很少。
Because very rare opportunity you heard this statement.
所以对整个犹太民族来说，
To the whole Jews,
绝对不能忍受的话就是这一句。
Absolutely what they cannot bear is this statement.
既然这句话从你的口出来，
Since this statement is uttered by you,
只有两个选择，
Only two choices.
你存在，犹太文化就消灭，
You exist and the demolishing of the Jewish culture.
第二，犹太文化要继续下去，一定要消灭你。
The Jewish culture continues to exist, that you must be demolished.
所以他们最后选什么道路呢？
So later on, what did they choose?
选什么道路呢？
What did they choose?
消灭耶稣基督。
They want to destroy Jesus.
钉十字架。
And crucify him.
钉十字架。
Crucify him.
因为耶稣基督认为自己是上帝的儿子。
Because Jesus deemed that he is the son of God.
耶稣基督否认犹太人是拜上帝。
And denied that the Jews worship God.
耶稣基督认为上帝是他的父。
And also deemed that, Jesus deemed that God is his father.
耶稣基督又说犹太人的父是魔鬼。
And also say that the father of Jews is Satan.
绝对不能容忍的事情。
Absolutely, this cannot be borne.
耶稣说：“你们的父是魔鬼。”
Jesus Christ said, "Your father is Satan."
他是说谎的。
He is a liar.
他犯罪是出于自己。
Because he lied and sinned from himself.
他又是一切说谎之人的父。
And also, he is the father of all liars.
这一句话我要解释要一两个钟头。
So I have to expound with 1 or 2 hours.
里面的神学思想
，the theological thinking，
里面的这个信仰的架构
，and the structure of faith，
同着整个宇宙观的这个解释
，and all
启示
，also the world view revelation，
是非常独特、非常深奥的。
It is very unique and profound.
我今天不讲那一个方。
I will not expound.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，
When Jesus said this statement，
就牵涉到如果你们的父是上帝，
Only about to say if your father is God，
他是真理，
He is truth，
他是诚信真实的，
He is the true one，
他是绝对不虚谎的，
He will not lie，
他的信是存到万代的，
His faith will endure forever，
而你们是假冒伪善的。
You are a hypocrite.
假冒伪善的法利赛人有灾祸了。
The hypocrite will be upon you.
假冒伪善的律法师有灾祸了。
The world upon the scribes.
你们这些假冒伪善的宗教领袖有灾祸。
You who are the hypocrite of religious leaders.
你们如同粉色的坟墓。
That whitewashed tomb.
外面漂亮的不得了。
Outwardly you look so beautiful.
里面充满死人的骨。
But inside you have the skeletons.
世界历史中间对宗教批判到最严厉的话，也就是这几句。
This most serious critic of religion of the world with this statement.
所以这些活在宗教热忱里面的人。
So those who are living in the religious zeal.
他们没有想，是啊，他竟然把我们的 X 光照到我们里面，这些东西都照出来。哇，我们应该悔改，否则我们这下去是自杀。
They did not say that we must repent because he had manifested all this in us.
他们就说，你敢把我照出来？
They said, you have to manifest me.
我就打死你。
I will kill you.
我问你，你们有病过吗？有没有去照 X 光啊？
X-ray?
照完了你把医生打死吗？
岂
有此理，害我里面脏的都给你看见了。
How can you expose all my dirty inside?
把我的病都照出来了。
Expose all my illness.
那我回去太太不要我怎么办？
So when I go back, my wife doesn't want to do.
我才知道你这医生又骗钱又坏蛋。
So I know you're a bad doctor.
你把钱拿去了，又把我你的肮脏都照给人家看。你明白我在讲什么？当耶稣基督成了上帝的 X 光，把犹太只有宗教热忱没有照真理的毛病照出来的时候，
lose this and lose when you lose the zeal without knowledge.
犹太人应当说，若是这样，我要怎样才能得到医治呢？
The Jews actually must acknowledge. They started to say, "How can I be healed?"
谢谢你把我的毛病讲出来。
Thank you that you tell me my shortcomings.
人不是如此。你好心把人的毛病讲出来，你多讲几次，他把你定时的讲。
With your motive, you tell that illness and shortcomings, they will crucify you.
所以我现在解释完了这句话了。
After
expounding, 你唐牧师，你解释什么话呢？
你
说宗教热忱是很危险的。大家说。宗教热忱是很危险。你今天活在哪里呀、
啊、
活在宗教热忱里
living in religious zeal,
活在救恩的解释放里
or living in the liberation of
在宗教热忱里你是被捆绑
Because in religious
zeal, 在赦罪的救恩里你是被
捆绑 In the great salvation you are liberated
在印尼有一个地方
Indonesia,
这个地方是回教徒的地方
It is belong to Islam
里面有差不多 20% 是基督徒
But about 20% of them are Christians
所以这个回教堂到处都有
So this mosque everywhere they have
也有几间礼拜堂在那
And a few churches are there
有一次呢
One time
一天回教徒在基督教礼拜堂的门口在那边大便
And there's one who actually doing business at the front of the church
他很斯文啊他不够宗教热忱那么呢这样呢那肮脏的东西就在大门口
and they ask with her at the front of the church
第二天早上人家做礼拜
so the next day people are going to the church
都是人的粪便在哪里
they all excrete out there
所以那教会的青年人呢
so the young men in the church
听到这个事情以后
when they heard this
他们就去打回教徒
so they go and beat the Islam Muslims
死气活来
So they fight with them.
他们要把那些回教徒杀死。
So they want to kill those Muslims.
因为你侮辱我的上帝。
Because you insult my God.
但是这些基督徒
，But this Christian
要去打去杀回教的这基督徒
，This Christian want to kill the Muslims.
平常不做礼拜
，In the usual time they never go to church.
而且常常做扒手的。
But many times they are pickpocket
偷东西的。
Pickpockets.
但是一提到基督教。他的热心就起来了。
So when he mentioned Christianity, they are so zealous.
所以他是复位他的教派，不是复位真理。
So they are defending the religion, not truth.
复位礼拜堂，不是复位神的义。
Defending their church, not God's righteousness.
你明白吗
？You understand?
这个叫做宗教热忱。
That's called religious zeal.
你说他基督徒吗？平常不做礼拜。你说他不是基督徒吗？跟别的教徒打得死去活来。
They can fight to death.
另外一个城市，我注意你几十年了。
So in our city, I know.
有一些人呢，在排华事件的时候。
There's some when they have the fight against the Chinese.
The anti-Chinese movement. 那么他们就到处的去破坏，去丢石头，去打破玻璃。
So they go every place to destroy things.
这些也是基督徒啊。
These are Christians too.
当他们回去的时候呢，坐上一个大卡车。
Truck,
他们就唱舍家领导我回家舍家领导我十字架领我回家
The cross bring me home
我们今天已经得胜了
We are victorious now
他得胜什么
They are victorious
他基督徒看见这些非基督徒这些中国人不是基督徒他们应当把他教训一下
So when this Christian see that these Chinese are not Christian they want to teach them a lesson
所以这种宗教热忱
So with that religious zeal
是捆绑人
It is binding us.
就救恩的真理
only the truth of salvation
是释放人
will deliver us.
有很多人有宗教热忱
many of a person have
保罗说
zeal,
我求于上帝的
what I pray to God
我心中所愿的
what I desire in my heart
就是以色列人可以归主
the Jews can come back to God
我可以证明
I can testify
他们是有热心
they have the zeal
却不照着真
实上。
保罗在这里讲宗教热忱的危险。
Paul here mentioned about the danger of the religious zeal.
第二方面就提醒基督徒。
The second remind Christian.
我们的火热。
We are zealous.
要根据真理的基础。
It must be based on true knowledge and truth.
如果你的热心。
With your zeal.
不是根据真理的基础。
It's not based on the truth.
不是照着神的道发的热心。
Not according to the truth of God.
那是血气之勇。
That's not about coming from flesh.
那是情欲的火。
Coming from the lust.
那是自私的。
Coming from self.
那是人本的。
Coming from man-centered.
那是为血气所行的事情。
And doing according to the flesh.
我们不能如此。
Not like us.
我们要侍奉主吗？
We must serve the Lord.
我们总从真理的爱侍奉主。
If from the love of the truth of the love of truth.
约翰年老的时候讲一句话，我真的大受感动。
John, when he was old, he said a statement, I was so touched.
他说爱你们
to love you
是为真理的缘故。
It is because of truth。
如果这句话你真的明白，你一生可以减少很多不必要的糊涂的冤枉路。
If you truly understand this statement, you will not go a long and long way in your life。
你今天对你的女朋友说爱你，是因为你很漂亮。
To your girlfriend, you said, "I love you because you're beautiful."
你对你的孩子说爱你，因为你是我的孩子吗
？To children, you said, "I love you because you're my children."
你对父亲说爱你，因为你生我。
And to the father, you said, "I love you because you give birth to me."
你对别人发的感情是为什么
？Why is that you have emotion for others?
当爱不受控制的时候
，When love is not being bound,
这个熊熊之火可以把你陷到一个你不能自拔的地步。
This fire can put you to a situation whereby you cannot save yourself.
约翰是爱的使徒
，John is the apostle of love.
他既然讲这句话
，And he said this,
爱你们是为真理。的缘故
I love you because of truth
不是因为你可爱不可爱
Not because you are lovable or not
你不可爱不要紧
Even though you are not lovable
真理我还是爱
But because of truth I love you
这个太伟大了
This is so mighty
我发现所有哲学的书没有谈到这样深的地步
And the philosopher never discussed so deeply in this
有很多人轻看基督教
Many of the person despise Christianity
因为我们圣经里面没有什么东西
They thought there's nothing in our Bible
我告诉你许多哲学家讲的最深奥的地方没有不能比圣经的一两句最重要的话语
Most ofprofound statement of philosophers just cannot be compared one or two statements in the Bible
我曾经因为那一节圣经我讲了七篇道理
because of that statement I preached seven sermons
有关于爱的动机的批判
and as a critique on the motive of love
那么对世界哲学家论的爱的等次之间的比较
and also the comparison of different levels of love talked by philosophers
这是最高的动机
this is the highest motive
love you is because of truth
爱你是因为真理
真理的缘故我产生了爱
because of truth I have love
所以我的爱一定在真理中间可以受考验
so that my love in the truth can be tested
我的爱不会犯过这个真理的范围
my love that can, will not trespass the boundary of truth
这个爱不会违背真理的原理
it will not go against the truth
神是爱
God is love
神是真理
God is truth
圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在我们心中。
The Holy Spirit has poured upon us the love of Christ Jesus.
圣灵是真理的灵。
And also, this the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
你看什么书有比这样更伟大的原则吗
？So how would you see any other books with this kind of principle?
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
你说我很热心，很热心。
We are so zealous, you say.
你说你不要管我
，Don't care about me.
我很热心
，I'm so zealous.
我今天要管你
，I want to care about you.
你是凭什么热心？
Based on what you are zealous,
你是根据什么热心
？Based on what you feel fervent,
你管他根据什么热心就是热心。
I don't care about a fervency; it's only that he's fervent.
不能的
，you can't do.
如果没有真理约束
，if there is no control of this truth,
热心过分会热死了。
Because you will kill you with a heat.
我也告诉你，最热最热的竟然是地狱，你知道吗
？You know the hottest place is hell.
那边很热的
，very hot there.
热心要冷却下来。
要 this must be
pulled
down
用真理约束它
must be bound by truth
你的行动
in your action
你的感情
in your emotion
你的火热
in your zeal
就不能变成狂热
you want to come and become fanaticism
火热不是狂热
because to be zealous is not to be fanatic
狂热不是火热
fanatic is not to be zealous
大家说请问
and ask
我们活的一天
The day that we leave.
身体里面有没有燃烧啊
Is that a burning in our body?
有没有没有如果没有燃烧为什么会出二氧化碳
If there's no burning, how would you have a carbon dioxide?
为什么氧气会消耗呢
How can you consume the oxygen?
氧气是助燃的。
Oh, this oxygen supports the burning.
那么氧气助燃之后燃烧的结果就产生二氧化碳
And then the result of burning is that it produces carbon dioxide
你里面正在燃烧
You are burning inside
所以你保持37度
So you have a 37 degree centigrade
你说的越热越好
So it's the
求主给我不是37最好变成73度
You say the best not 37 but 73
好不好啊
Would that be good
上帝说不行的
God say no
生命的规律
Because the law of life
人是36度半到37度
Man is with our body heat 36.5 to 37.
你不能超过的。
You cannot overbound.
我要你的热。
I want your heat.
稳定的火热。
It's a stabilized heat.
不是不稳的狂热。
Not an instable fanatism.
有一些人呢，病的时候呢
，with some people when they get sick, suffer like,
哇，衣服脱掉，太热了，太热了。
They take away all their clothing because of heat.
哇，你快快把冷气加大。
So you have to turn on the volume of
刚刚两分钟。
Air conditioner. They feel very cold.
叫做 malaria.
Malaria.
叫做什么？冷热病，对不对？
Malaria.
冷热病的人，热的时候比你更热，冷的时候比你更冷，无论如何他一定比你更厉害。
Those who are having malaria, they be hotter than you do, they be colder than you do too.
所以保罗不但论到犹太人宗教热忱失败在哪里。
So not only Paul talk about the failure of Jews, the religious zeal.
保罗也提醒基督徒平衡的灵性要怎么样
？Also, remind the Christian what kind of balance spirituality must have.
热心跟真理的平衡。
And also the zeal and also truth must be balanced.
大家说，热心跟真理的平衡，火热跟真知识的平衡。
And the balance between the zeal and true knowledge.
大家说，火热跟真知识的平衡，这个非常非常重要。
This is important.
当你真正知道的时候
，When you truly know，
你用真理引导你的感情
，With the truth to guide your emotion，
你就不会随便被煽动
，You will not be instigated。
青年注意啊，青年人
，Young people pay attention。
当有一些复兴来到的时候
，When there's some revival become，
感情的奋兴
，There's the emotional revival，
结果产生了你感情的兴奋
，So become the height of your emotion。
你一兴奋起来的时候
，So when you had the height，
如果你没有真理的基础呢
，So if you don't have foundation，
你很容易被它煽动起来
，Very easily you are instigated。
但如果你真理的知识，真知识稳定到一个地步的
，But if you're stable in the true knowledge，
你不但不容易被煽动
，Not only you're not easily you're instigated，
不但不容易狂热
，And not easily you're being fanned，
你还可以很清楚的批判。这些是不是合乎圣经
？Very clearly, you can analyze whether this according to the truth or not.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
我相信你一年参加两年这样解经。
If you were to go through these 2 years of a meeting,
然后你在看哪一种火热的运动的时候
，then you see some of this zealous movement.
你能分辨这是真的，这是假的。
You can discern whether it's true or not.
这是圣灵来的，这不是人。
Whether this coming from Holy Spirit or not.
这是属于血气的，或者属于上帝。
Whether it's coming from flesh or whether it's coming from God.
Amen.分辨之灵
，as a spirit of discernment，
是很重要，很重要。
It's important。
我们再读第一到第四节，再读。
We want to read one more time verses 1-4。
下面一段的意思来把它讲出来。
Then we expound it。
我们大家再来读罗马书第十章，一同来读。
Romans chapter 10，
第一到第四节，一
verses 1-4。
二三，
弟兄们，我心里所愿的。
向上帝所求的是要以色列人的救，我可以证明他们向上帝有热心，但不是按着真知识。第三节注意听，因为不知道上帝的意，想要立自己的意，就不服上帝的意了。再一次，因为不知道上帝的意，想要立自己的意，就不服上帝的意了。好，先读第三节，等下再念第四节。因为不知道上帝的意，
because they do not know of righteousness that
comes from God， 想要立自己的意，
they only have their own righteousness，
这就是不照真知识的火热。
And that is a zeal coming not from the true knowledge。
什么意思呢？
What do you mean？
这里明显提到两种意，
because it talks about two righteousness here。
神本的意，
God-centered righteousness，
人本的意，
man-centered righteousness，
神而来的意。
The righteousness that come from
人自己所要立的义
，and the righteousness that established by man。
所以，我有时候看到很多很热心的青年人，太快侍奉主，很危险。
So sometimes I see young people that are so zealous they want to serve God too fast. It's dangerous.
这一次呢，我见到一个学生
，and this time I saw a student。
我跟他谈的时候，我发现他今年25岁。已经讲到超过1000多次。
So when I talk to him, he's only 25 years old. He has been preaching for more than 1,000 times.
这是我45年来见到第一个很像我年轻的一个人。
So for this 40 odd year, I've seen this young man like when I was young.
因为我17岁到20岁那3年半，我讲了800多次的道理。
Because since the age of 17 to 20, I preached for 800 times.
后来40多年，我没有看到这样的青年人。
So after 40 years, I've never seen this kind of young man.
这一次见到一个人，他说从15岁到25岁，他讲1000多次道理。
So from 15 to 25, he preached for more than 1,000 times.
很多牧师到死只有讲999次。
Many of pastors, they died, they only preached 999 times.
这个25岁青年讲1000多次。
But this 25 young years young man that preached 1,000 times.
后来我问他一个问题。
Later on, I ask him a question.
你怎么敢讲道的？
How dare you preach?
如果你讲错了怎么办？
What happened if you preach wrongly?
他怎么回答呢？
How did he reply?
我起先讲都错了。
Beginning, I preached all wrong.
我讲了很多错了。
Many things that I preached was wrong.
我一生懊悔得不得了。
So I regretted.
你怎么知道你错的？
How do you know you are wrong?
自从我参加了归正夜校神学训练班。
Ever since I come to Reform Institute's night classes,
我就一直参加神的教义、三位一体的教义、基督论的教义、救赎论的教义、圣经论的教义。结果发现，糟糕，我从前讲的都错了。
I attended many of these doctrine, then I discovered that what I preached in the past was wrong.
那你停止讲道吗？
So, do you stop?
没有
，No，
我继续讲，但我一直用真理来讲。
Using the truth to preach.
那么我求主赦免我从前乱讲。
What I preached wrong in the past.
求主怜悯那些听过我乱讲的，给他们忘记我所讲的。
She and those who heard me to forget what I preached.
哎呀，他现在很焦急，因为从前讲错了。
Now he's so anxious because he preached wrongly in the past.
我很矛盾。
I'm
我很盼望每一个青年人都好好侍奉。
Because I hope the young people will serve the Lord zealously.
又很怕这些青年人热心侍奉不按真知识。
But I'm afraid that there's a zealous not based on the truth.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
神启示的圣经呢？
The Bible that God has revealed to us,
里面有神隐藏着的意义。
In it, there is a concealed meaning of God.
啊，人解经的时候
，so we may expound it.
常常人自己以为大概上帝是这种意义。
Many times we thought that God has this meaning.
所以呢，这个叫做呢，会错意。
So it's a wrong meaning.
你明白了吗
？Understand?
许多时候我要讲的不是那样。
Many times you say, I don't mean to preach in this.
跟人家传成另外一样。
But it was preached in other.
你们知道我有一首诗歌叫做雅歌。
You know, I have a song called 雅歌。
讲到第三天的时候。
When I preached until the third day,
忽然间下暴风雨。
Suddenly there was a storm.
风大得不得了。
Strong wind.
后来那天晚上我就写这首诗。
That night I wrote this song.
我把这故事讲给人家听。
So when I told people about this,
有很多人受感动。
People were touched.
后来有一个人就叫这首诗歌。
So there was one person taught this song.
叫着他怎么解释呢？
You know how did he say?
那么他牧师那个时候信心就动摇了。
You see, at that time, Pastor
为什么上帝把大风刮来？
Why said there's a big storm?
他就埋怨上帝。
So he murmured against God.
后来上帝怜悯他，他就写这首诗。
So God had mercy on him, so he wrote this hymn.
这个人呢乱讲。
So he preached wrongly.
所以我不是因为埋怨才写的。
Because I murmured against God, I wrote this.
后来他叫着，他以为他最认识我，因为他参加我的聚会，别人没有参加，他好像最懂得我一样的。
So he as if that he thought that he knew me the best.
下面有一个比他更懂我的人就站起来了。
There was a person down there he knew me even better than he does.
照我知道。
You say according to what I know.
唐崇庸45年没有埋怨上帝。
Reverend Tang for 40 odd years he never murmured against God.
哎呀，从来没有因此就没有信心。
Never because of that.
He lost his faith.
那两句话是你自己加的。请你自己收回。现在这句子，许多时候神的意念跟我们意念不一样。
Is different from our mind.
我们常常把自己的意念加在神的意念上。
We added our mind to God's mind.
所以就是保罗要讲的事情。
And that's what Paul wants to say here.
犹太人热心吗？热心。
Yes.
他们追求义吗
？Do they seek for righteousness? Yes.
追求什么义
？What kind of righteousness?
追求人自己要用行为所设立的义。不是追求上帝所启示因信称义的义。
The righteousness is based on man's own conduct, not on what God has given as his righteousness.
因为上帝把律法竖下来了。
God's God has given the law.
哦，原来上帝要我这样行啊。
God want me to do in this way.
我如果这样行，我就称义了。
If I were to do it this way, I'd be justified.
他们的解释变成是上帝赐律法。要人遵行而称义。
So they thought that God want to give the law so that they do according to the law and they be justified.
但是上帝不是的。
Not in the God's manner.
上帝赐下律法
，God has given a law，
是要叫人觉悟自己已经离开上帝的太阳。
So that we will know how far away we have been drifted away from God，
觉悟到我们根本不可能凭自己的行为蒙称义。
To know that we cannot be justified according to our own conduct，
所以这个就是呢，误会再误会再误会，一直严格下来，最后变成。敬拜的不是神，也不知道。
So is the misunderstanding added upon misunderstanding. So later on, even the God that worship don't know who he is.
所以当耶稣对犹太人讲那么重的话，他还不明白。
So when Jesus told this, the Jews such a heavy statement, they never realized.
耶稣不得不对他们说什么
？So that Jesus has to say,
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕仰望我的日子。
The day your ancestor Abraham looked up to me,
只看见了。
When he sees it,
就欢喜。
And he rejoiced
and
also he accept me.
耶稣这句话的意思是什么?
And what did, what do you mean?
同样你也看见我,
so you also see me.
你不是欢喜,
but you don't rejoice.
你不是迎接,
you do not receive me.
你是痛恨我, 你想杀我,
you hate me, you want to kill me.
所以你当然不是亚伯兰的孩子啦,
of course you are not a children of
Abraham. 亚伯兰不是你的父啦,
Abraham is not your father.
亚伯兰是你的父, 你到我这里来,
because if it's he, then you come to me.
那当耶稣讲这样, 这样全白的话,
when Jesus says that a clear statement,
他们应当吓死了,
they must be frightened.
原来我们跟亚伯拉罕对耶稣产生不同回应的两种,
that we and Abraham are two different people respond differently to Jesus.
同样的,
the same thing,
是为耶稣基督,
that Jesus Christ,
亚伯拉罕看的时候,
Abraham when he see him,
就迎接,
he accept him.
犹太人看的时候,
the Jews,
就反抗,
and want to go against him.
耶稣对犹太人最伤心的一句话是什么呢?
And the most sad statement of Jesus to the Jews is,
我把真理告诉你们,
I tell you the truth,
你们就因为这个想杀我,
because of that you want to kill me.
你看可怜吗? 我把真理告诉你们,
I tell you the truth,
你们就为此想杀我,
because of that you want to kill me.
你们的祖宗不是,
so your ancestors are so.
你要知道亚伯拉罕,
Abraham,
看见我,
when he saw me,
他是何等谦卑何等欢,
he was so humble and rejoiced.
犹太人听见这句话,
the Jews when they heard this,
他们有没有受提醒呢?
Did they be reminded?
不但没有受提醒,
not only not so,
他说你还没有50岁, 你怎么时候看过亚伯兰?
You're not yet 50, when did you see Abraham?
对耶稣更不客气,
all the more they that dishonor him,
更不礼貌,
and also
他们不是,
you met with him.
真的吗?
Is that true?
我们的祖宗要尊敬你, 那我应当更尊敬你才对,
you say, but as I respect you so much, all the more we should respect you.
你还说你看过亚伯兰, 你不害羞, 你几岁?
You say you saw Abraham, how old are you?
耶稣讲一句更重要的话,
and Jesus said even more statement,
我实实在在告诉,
truly truly I tell you,
还没有亚伯兰以前, 已经有了我,
before Abraham was, I am.
神经病, 啊? 还没有亚伯兰就有他, 打死他! 他们就拿石头来, 要打耶稣,
when they're stoning to death, how can you say that?
所以这里已经没有 common ground,
no more common ground,
没有可能有共通点来讨论,
no more common ground.
什么办法呢?
What to do now?
就任凭他们,
so we give them up.
这是宗教热忱的结果,
so the result of religious zealousness.
这段圣经告诉我,
so this passage tells us,
犹太人,
the Jews,
结果得不到上帝的义,
they cannot have the righteousness of God,
他想立自己的义,
because they want to establish their own righteousness.
我在前面那几章对你们讲过一个故事, 我再讲一次,
I've told you a story in the past.
有一个老人家要把他老房子卖掉,
because this old house is not slanting,
是木头的房子,
it's a wooden house,
已经斜了很危险了,
slanting, dangerous,
他干嘛卖掉?
You want to sell it,
没有人要买这个房子,
nobody want to buy it.
后来有一个大富翁来了,
so later on the rich man came,
他说你要卖多少?
How much you want to sell it?
他就提高价钱,
so he raised the price,
因为他想这个是我老的时候唯一可以得到一些钱的机会了,
he thought this is the only time I can make money when I'm old,
所以把价钱提高,
so he raised the price,
那个人要出价让他出吧,
so he can give the price.
但是结果呢, 那个人不 offer, 那个人说好, 我就买, 你要多少, 我就给你多少,
that man did not offer, he said that whatever what you demand I'll give you,
就签了约,
so they have a contract,
就钱都给他了,
and give him the money,
下个月交房子,
so the next month about to give the house to him,
就老人家好,
the old man said okay,
那个人走了,
so that man left.
这个老人家想来想去, 这样高他也要,
I give this high price, you want it,
奇怪哦,
strange,
如果我再高, 可能他也要,
if I were to surprise, maybe he's,
但是没有良心, 本来不值得那么多嘛,
actually it's not worth that much.
既然他要,
since he wants,
而且钱都给我了,
yeah, give me all the money,
我们也是要凭良心做事情,
we must do according to our conscience.
所以他就还没有交物以前, 全部粉刷得很漂亮,
so before he gave the house he painted it,
让他收物的很快乐,
feel happy when he take the house.
这个也算好人了,
as a good man,
平常收了钱就不进去什么都不做了,
because in ordinary time people take it and never do
anything.
气得好好的,
so painted,
even slanting was well painted,
又好好又歪歪的,
and well painted but slanting.
那么下个月那个人来了,
so the next week when this person come,
他说那个老房子在哪, 找不到,
where's that old house, I couldn't see,
因为变得很新很白, 很漂亮的一个房子,
because so well painted.
那他奇怪, 怎么歪歪又好好看, 又歪歪的呢?
Landing, yet
他看号码对了, 就是这间,
right number, this house is
跑进去,
he went in,
是不是今天你可以交物了?
Is it today that you can give me the
house? 是,
yes.
我交物的时候, 我把你砌得这么漂亮,
I did it so well,
你知道吗?
You know?
你不必加钱, 我是自己甘愿,
I wouldn't end any price for you,
使你以后住的时候, 对我好印象, 纪念, okay. 我这个老人家,
then you remember me.
那个人讲什么话? What did they make? 哎呀, 何必要花钱, 这个房子, 我买这个房子根 本不是要这个房子。这个老人家好像大梦初醒。
So,
那你买这个房子做什么？我买来把它拆下来。
I want to demolish it.
我买是要拆下来的。
I want to demolish.
我要另外盖别的东西。我根本不是要这个房子。
I don't want this house.
这个老人家就差不多昏倒了。因为他花了一笔钱，他本来可以不怕这么一笔钱的。就是这一节的意思了。上帝要建的不是你以为的那个义，而你要设立自己因行为得到的义。所以你用行为建立的义是上帝所恨恶的义。
你
没有一个人可以凭着他的好行为上天堂，没有一个人可以凭着他能够完全遵行律法而蒙悦他。你说主啊，我粉刷自己现在歪歪，但是白白的歪歪，但是很白刷好了。上帝，我不要你刷，我本来要拆掉你的，我要重新建的。已经坏的东西不能够就继续用下去。上帝，我要从头开的，你们必须重生。对谁讲的？耶稣对谁讲的？啊，耶稣这句话对谁讲的？对尼哥底母讲，对不对呢？你们怎么这样都不懂呢？耶稣对谁讲的？尼哥底母讲，对不对？对谁讲啊？对法利赛人讲。法利赛人是什么？是凭自己的行为称义要上帝接纳的人。所以耶稣说，你们的义如果没有超过法利赛人的义，不能进天堂。你不能进天国。什么意思呢？法利赛人的义是人凭着自己犯罪的本性，以为遵行律法能蒙上帝悦纳的。上帝说你错了，你不必说啊，我买这个房子不是要这个房子，我要把它拆下来能建我所要的。那么上帝所建的是什么呢？是刷刷，给他漂亮一下，看比较好看的这个情景。不是，要重造，重新造，重新生你，把新的生命赐给你。那是因什么？因信成义的义，因行为成义的百倍。因信什么人称义呢？
And also justified because of whom?
因信耶稣基督。
Because you believe in Jesus.
后来保罗说，我是因信基督。
And just like Paul said, because I believe in Jesus.
他是爱我，为我舍己。所以你相信那位为你死、为你受审判、为你牺牲的基督，你才领受称义。
Believing the Christ that died for you, resurrected for you, and then you can be justified.
这是第三节的意思。
That's the meaning of the third verse.
我们看第四节。
First, fourth verse.
第四节，一同来读，一、二、三。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得作义。大家再说，律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得作义。这一句就变成最重要的整段的中心
了。So this time the center and most important of this whole passage.
律法的总归是什么
？Christ is the end of what?
不是。
The end of the law is what?
律法的总归是什么？就是基督。
Christ.
诫命的总归是什么？就是爱。
The end of the law is love.
基督就是神的爱在人间的具体的表现。
And Christ Jesus is the concrete manifestation of God.
所以上帝赐下律法
God has given the law,
是要把人带到基督的面前。
Bring us to Christ.
犹太人靠自己以为可以遵行律法，就来除掉耶稣基督。所以他们的宗教热忱同自己因行为所设立的义，就同上帝最后的目的完完全全背道而驰。今天你们有没有看见有一些人利用宗教做最坏的事情？有没有啊？有没有啊？那些敢杀人的人是用上帝的名字。为什么呢？宗教热诚不是救赎的恩典，自己的智慧 不是上帝的智慧，是自己的解释，不是上帝的原理，这是很可怕的事。我盼望今天你会听到那个精髓里面去。神所要的不是罪人靠自己装饰自己更好来讨上帝，神所要的是罪人完全垮下去，对主说，主啊，我是不配的，我现在让基督在我里面做主，你才能医好。如果你因为你有宗教热忱，你有比人更虔诚的祷告，你有比别人更好的行为，你以为你就诚意的话， 我告诉你是上帝最憎恶的人，你的一个罪人还要夸自己的最终能够行义呢，是很羞耻的。就像那个法利赛人，我比别人更好，我一个礼拜进食两次，我奉献十分之一，我很圣洁，我不犯奸淫，我也不偷东西，我更不像这个税吏。上帝听了喜欢吗？上帝摇摇头。上帝听另外一个，那税吏说，上帝啊，可怜我这个罪。上帝接受谁的祷告？啊，税吏的祷告。他低头表示不配，他捶胸表示真的悔改，他认罪表示他真正认识自己不能配，他说求上帝开恩表示他要的义不是自己。耶稣说这个人回去称义了，那个法利赛人是自言自语，没有到上帝面前，神没有接受他的话。求主帮助我们，今天我们在神的面前不要用宗教热忱来捆绑自己，要用救赎的真理使我们得着自由。阿们。今天我们在神的面前不要用自己的思想来代替神的启示，要按照真知识来侍奉上帝。今天我们在上帝面前不要用自己已经有罪的行为盼望可以成全律法，乃是清楚看见律法的结果就是把我们带到耶稣基督的面前。我们不是靠自己成义，靠着基督的义在神面前被成义。我们大家站起来，我们再读这世界的圣经，我们一同开声来读。弟兄们，我心里所愿你向上帝所求的是要以色列人得救，我可以证明他们向上帝有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道上帝的意，想要立自己的意，就不服上帝的意。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。我们大家一同祷告，为今日。